private conversation with the warlock. Cryptic information from the warlock. Tempting invitation from the warlock. The warlock speaks of danger tonight. A danger foretold is closing fast. If we're unprepared, we'll be our last. Best pass to the warlock tonight. From an unseen patron of our plight. Take a look at this book and consider my invite. New ones for old ones, a bumper book of warlock patrons in our hunt. This proves an unpredictive situation. Quint feels the missing girl's mother is a liar. Where will our hunt lead next? It dies a desire.
And you awaken the next morning to the sounds of a busy town and the smells of an inn starting to cook its food for breakfast. Do you wish to go downstairs and have said breakfast, or what are you going to do in your respective rooms? How's your leather, first of all, Dweezil? Soften?
Lovely and soft. Correct.
Lovely. Krill, sorry,
Krill emerges from the bathroom after an indeterminate amount of time. Has he been there all night? We don't know.
Are you shorter, Krill? Do you need some insoles to get you a bit short, taller again? After you've shit yourself away.
That's not particularly nice.
Continue.
Some people are rather sensitive about their height. I don't know why I'm doing this in character. I don't know. I don't even know who just said that to me. Maybe being up half the night shitting my guts out has made me hallucinate. And with that, Krill slumps downstairs and just finds a booth and just sits there.
Okay.
A booth?
A booth, yeah.
It's not TGI Fridays.
Hello there, my name's Casey. What can I be getting you for you today?
I'm pretty sure last time we... Well, like, finding somewhere to sit, it was described as a booth.
I do vaguely remember a booth, to be fair.
Yeah, it's unless they fucking remodeled since last time we were here. There are fucking booths, all right?
Okay, you sit down in the booth, the one booth.
Yeah.
It's the PC booth. Only PCs are allowed to sit in it. No NPCs are ever allowed to sit in there, yeah. Should it become awkward.
It's like the episode of... How I Met Your Mother, where somebody else is sat in their spot.
Yeah, there you go.
So one of the waiters walks out with a breakfast platter and goes over to the corner. It's got candles in it. And happy birthday!
And this one singular PC booth is decorated heavily in red and white stripes. And yeah. It doesn't fit in with any of the other decor in the place.
You see some like movie memorabilia on the side of the wall. There's something there from the movie adaptation of Dogs of Love.
Quinch comes down and strolling with purpose. He heads for the exit. As he's walking past the bar, he says to whoever's there, are the free breakfast drinks the same as the free evening drink options?
Are you talking about the horse water?
Yes.
Yep, that's still free for human for whatever you are.
His stride is not broken, and he continues outdoors. Okay. Outdoors to go and have a drink. Comes back in to wait for the other guys.
All right. Greg's gonna come bouncing down the stairs, and he's gonna say, "Good morning, everyone. It's the best time of the day where it's socially acceptable to drink coffee." And he's just going to sit down in the booth next to who's actually at the booth now?
So I have joined Krill.
Are you there, Quinch? Yeah?
Next to the two of them then, yeah, Quinch and Krill.
Okay. Dweezil, Dabov?
Yeah, I'll just go down and join them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit in the booth. I'll just stand next to it.
Yeah, he's a lot of booths. Booths aren't for him. They're a bit too, you know.
He's just standing, like, looking around the bar, seeing if there's a better offer around that he can go and sit with someone else, and he's just scanning the room.
Don't like booths, not my cup of tea.
He's looking around the room for a bit of skirt, and he's just going to have a little chat to a couple of girls. Hello there, darling. Name's Dweezil. How's it going?
It's like 7 a.m.
Can I get you a whiskey nuggy chaser? So as you're all sitting there talking about whatever it is you heroes talk about,
If the previous nuggies were better than these nuggies or not. So with or without the feathers, it's the hot topic.
It is talk of the town.
Yeah, how were they, did you? So you went with no feathers in the end. How were the no feathers better than the feathers?
Less dry.
I don't know if I'm asking you or if a character's asking you at this point. It's just I'm a man stood in front of another man digitally asking whether fake nuggies were better or not.
Dabov preferred them without the feathers, but I'll let the townspeople decide which ones sell better. But I've given them the option now to sell them without feathers.
For the purposes of this, the NPC goes, okay, no feathers. There was an NPC there the whole time, and he goes off making a note, no feathers equals better. Just before you leave the inn, you don't spot him per se, but there's a dwarf sat at the bar talking to the barman. It's not Urgula at this point. There's just a young lad behind the bar serving, and he just sort of like you notice him. Actually, roll a perception check.
All of us.
Yeah, all of you. Why not? I've not made you roll much tonight.
Five.
Okay. 22.
Okay.
18.
10.
Krill and Dweezil, what did you get, Quinch?
10.
10. Krill and Dweezil, Quill, brilliant. Krill and Dweezil, notice this dwarf. I mean, a lot of dwarves have this appearance, but he looks a bit older. He looks a bit more, you know, not stately. I wouldn't say he doesn't look old per se, but he looks lived in. White beard. He sat at the bar and he's talking to the barman, and as you're sitting there talking about, you know, the events of the day before, whatever it is you're talking about, you notice him, you two, look over both in your direction, and then he just hops off of his stool and he saunters over to you and he says, "Morning, gents. Are you the guys that have been making all the noise around this town, then?"
Well, I mean, this gentleman is a bard, so yes, he's probably been making some noise around here.
Am I given to understand that you've been talking to my friend over at the Lion's Share? Have you been talking to Alestra?
We did speak to Alestra, yes.
Go ahead. Sorry, you were gonna say there, Big Green.
Yes. What colour would you describe this gentleman as?
White.
All right. Yeah, well, I was little pink.
Call him flat white. Flat white will do.
Yeah. And Greg's ears perk up. Yes, I was going to ask what business of yours it was.
Smooth. Eloquently put, my name's Gelrin Foehammer.
I feel like I should recognise that name, but I don't make enough notes.
I suspect from your friend's voice over there, he remembers me or he knows my name.
And with that, I let him take over the conversation and I step back.
I'm assuming I'm addressing Krill, but kind of loudly so that Gelrin. I'm assuming that this gentleman is the Foehammer. From who the Foehammer Forge takes its name, the esteemed royal armourer. Am I correct, sir?
The one and only Gelrin Foehammer at your service.
That sounds like something I should remember.
I wouldn't expect you to remember anything. I'm suspecting a bit of orc in you, right? Don't know where that right became. Hello, right there.
Ask him if he'd like a little bit of.
No, because I was going to make that joke. If you care, I don't know why I'm trying to mimic this guy now. I've lost what Krill sounds like, and now I just sound like Gelrin. Yeah, I was going to make a joke about orking you, but he's done it now.
Well, he looks like the brains of the outfit. Anyway, I don't know where this accent's going. It's all over the place, really. It's sort of generic northern, but not quite. The reason I came over is Alestra says you've been talking to her about giants.
I'm Alestra.
Sorry. Can you say those two words, but please put a break between the M and Alestra.
I said I, Alestra, that's who we're looking for.
Right. You're looking for her. You've spoken to her.
We spoke to her yesterday, Quinch. She's the dwarf woman who's in a relationship with Narth, the handsome man, the owner of the general store.
Did you or did you not speak to Alestra? And did you or did you not talk to her about giants?
We did. It was my unfortunate duty to inform Alestra of the death of her previous husband, due to an incident with giants in the town of Nightstone.
I think the term giants is all very relative. To me, a giant is much larger. To you, a giant is me. What sort of giants are you referring to?
He looks at Kuro and says, I know exactly what you are. And he turns back to Dweezil and says, all I'm concerned about, did you see these giants? And are they headed to Tribor? And are you going to do anything about it?
As far as we're aware, we didn't see the giants. We did not see the giants that attacked Nightstone. We are aware that the giants pose a threat further north, which is why we are here. Whether or not the giants are going to attack Tribor, I couldn't tell you. Not because I don't know, because I don't remember whether I know or not. I don't think they are. It's been a very long time.
Not because I can't tell you, but because I just genuinely, I don't remember, actually. It might be. They might be. Be careful.
I don't believe that the giants are going to attack Tribor.
So you've not seen any giants yourself?
I've seen a giant.
We fought some hill
killed
giants.
Some giants. Mm.
We didn't really have a conversation with them apart from offering them peace tidings.
And that one that we spent ages with in his castle.
At this, Gelrin snaps his head at Dabov. You did what?
I invited us in. He seemed a nice guy in his big phallic-shaped castle. Looked a bit like Jeff Bezos's rocket. He's all right.
You spent time with a giant. And with this, he spits and very much spits in the direction of Krill.
Krill.
Not at Krill.
Dabov joins in.
Krill hocks a fat lurgy and absolutely just lands it right between his feet. And it's big. It's a big fucking lurgy.
Gelrin looks down at the spit that you've landed at his feet. And he looks straight back up and he says, you better watch yourself.
Dabov spits at Greg. We've got a Mexican standoff here, lads.
Greg flips the table.
Can everybody stop spitting at each other, please? What's your problem with giants?
They are the scourge of this land. Me and my family for centuries have hunted and despised giants. And if I get the opportunity, I'd fucking kill them.
We've got a big giant fan right here. I mean, for God's sake, the man's got it tattooed right on him.
Sorry. You spent time with giants and you've got a giant tattoo.
Not the only giant thing we have, my friend.
Wait, who's got a giant tattoo?
No one. No one.
You?
No one has. No.
I don't remember ever drawing that. So that's just gonna be ignored.
Krill, can you please roll me a deception check, please?
I rolled a three.
Sorry.
His mouth is too filled with lurgy.
why do we keep calling it lurgy?
That's the first time I've
You've never
heard
that. No, right. So I don't know.
Well, it's a loogie, isn't it? And that's
lurgy is when you get ill.
Well, yeah. I've just learnt something new.
Sometimes when you get the lurgies, you've got loogies that you spit out.
A loogie.
I think I just call it gobbing.
Right, one second. Wait, silence. Loogie. Luke, can you go back and edit that over every time I said Lurgy? Thanks.
Can you edit over the time MJ says the C word as well, please?
Yeah, I'm just going to replace myself with, like, I don't know, Morgan Freeman or something as well. Because why the fuck not at this point?
Can you just actually, would you mind actually just getting clips from Critical Role and just replacing the entire show?
Just re-release their podcast.
I rolled a 3.
Well, that's good, because my guy rolled a 2. so you managed to deceive him that you don't have a... quite clearly a tattoo that you're probably showing, because Krill doesn't really wear a lot.
The chest medal thing that he wears that holds his armour together, he simply shifted it to the other side to cover the tattoo.
Right. Well, anyway, just... I was thinking about giving you a discount on some armour if you were looking to fend off any giants in the area, but to be honest, hearing that you're friends with giants, hearing that one of you may or may not be adorned with one of their images.
No,
I'll be honest, I'm not going to sell you any of my armour at all, let alone a discount.
Gelrin, it seems like we have got off on the wrong foot. Do you hate giants because they are walking tall like skyscrapers? Is this why?
For a record, Michael is weirdly in real life looking downwards, almost as if he was actually looking down upon a dwarf, which is, I don't know, weird. No, it's because my family hate them, because years gone by, some backstory tells me that my family hated giants.
Well, that's something that we can certainly investigate and delve deeper into, because to continue prejudice merely through the handing down of generations is a deeply upsetting sorry, I lost myself for a second. Do you have a war table we could discuss this over?
War table.
Listen, I must back up Quinch in that you do have us mistaken. We are going to be very much rebranding the whole giant system. They've got this thing called the order
perhaps we don't want to talk about this.
We are going to be flipping giants on their heads, essentially. We're gonna really fuck their shit up politically. Would that give us free weapons or armor?
Sorry, free weapons? He's not fucking handing out, like, scale mail for bloody freebies, like test runs.
But it might help with the
Listen,
giant...
the only way I want a giant to be fucked up is with an axe through its head. Politically! What the fuck are you on about, you fucking idiot?
Okay, listen, I can see you're on a rampage.
I want to hit him! What would the consequences be of me hitting this little bastard?
No, we need to get smart.
I mean, realistically, Krill, given the situation, would probably go for this guy.
I mean, you are a big fan of giants. You've got that tattoo and everything.
Krill, fuck it. Krill picks this little guy up by the scruff of his shirt.
You got a stat block, Nate.
And says,
I do.
And says,
level 20 dwarf. Fighter.
This point, Greg casts sleep on Krill.
Sounds like he's going
to
need
I'm not wanting to fight him. I'm just wanting to talk to him, but at my level.
I would. Yeah, but I think just lifting a dwarf up, let alone a royal armourer, someone who's very much a respected member of this society in this town, I suspect is a level of disrespect that even if you don't kill this person, even if it doesn't erupt into a fight, you're very much going to be at a disadvantage to the rest of this town.
Okay.
Listen, if you want to do it, I can't railroad you into not doing it. I would, however, with DM's discretion, say, I would probably say this is a wrong move.
Let me retcon.
No.
I crouch down very low and go...
I cast touches
and
in
go and go, listen, go listen. I'm bringing this to your level because you can't bring it to mine. How about you drop the attitude? little man.
Why don't you get
some fucking insoles?
Igwilf Jessen, you are stricken. Laughter leaves you prone. Comedic mage from days of yore. Of this I do intone. I'm casting Tasha's on Krill.
What's the saving throw?
Wisdom save.
What against?
Wisdom save.
Against?
You roll the dice and I'll tell you whether you hit it.
Yeah. Oh, can you tell me what number I need to fudge to pass this, please?
I rolled a six.
Yeah, on your arse, though. On your arse.
I'm not going to fall onto him. I fall onto Dabov. Just absolutely crush him.
It's all right. I put my rapier up as you do it. Hope you like having two arseholes.
It goes through his carotid artery and Krill dies. And that's the end of Krill. Right, so four pieces continue.
Some bullshit.
I'm very sorry about that, man. He's
passionate.
His temper gets the better of him at sometimes.
So at this point, Krill is basically bent over laughing. I
get
furiously.
What gets the better of me? This little bastard just absolutely tore into me because I said about us trying to like do essentially what he said. Messing up giants, but it's not the way he wants. And then suddenly, I'm a whatever he called me.
Weird.
I can't even remember.
I don't know about you guys, but all I can hear is laughter. So I don't know what's going to say.
What this guy, my friend here, was trying to say is, yes, we could go around with a sword and we could slaughter them all, and by Jared, they deserve it. But if we do it correctly, this would not only end the giants today, but giants for the future, bringing their demise forever.
Interesting. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, the only good giant is a dead giant. All I'm asking is that you kill them if you see them. If you want to do some other politically correct way of defeating them, so be it. But between now and that point, if you get the opportunity to kill a giant, you kill them. And you tell them that Gelrin sent you. As if
I will kill any giant that does not benefit us by some means in the long game.
Gelrin, let me make one thing very clear.
Okay. Okay.
I don't care what the other guys are saying, okay?
That's a story of our fucking campaign, isn't it?
If a giant comes to me, doom is what awaits them because I will be faster.
Running away.
That's the normal game. That's the game plan. But, Gelrin, if a giant is threatening you, this wonderful town, it's ill-stricken inhabitants, then we will defend it for as long as we're here. We might move on, but if we're here, we'll defend it.
We might be here, we might not. We'll do our best.
Ask him about the missing kids, Quinch.
Gelrin, we're in search of some missing children, and this might be a long shot. I'll give you the rundown.
How long does this laughter last, by the way?
A minute, he's still down.
Okay. It's definitely been a
is
minute.
Is it a cantrip?
I'm timing it. No, it's just I wasted a spell.
How many
slot
more spell
you.
Slots you got?
Not enough.
Some children have gone missing. No one was on Babe Watch. Some children went missing and
Babe Watch.
Babe Watch, whatever. Sorry,
is Babe Watch still on? Like, is it that time of night?
Babe Station.
Didn't I think they made a film? Anyway, look, guys, I'm sick of fighting with my family. Listen. Listen. Some children have been kidnapped. We went to see a tiefling. He was shifty, but we ultimately trusted him because of his fine taste in soft furnishings. But the mother is prime suspect number one now. It's often the case that actually the parents have something to do with it when a children's gone missing. But this mother, let me tell you, she lied.
Alestra. What did Alestra lie about?
She didn't.
Who are you talking about then?
Cyrene.
Oh, Cyrene. I don't really know Cyrene. I do know that there's... I know Alestra lost her son a while back. Don't know why I've gone a bit scouse. I know Alestra...
Let me give you a fast five facts on Cyrene.
I don't think he was in Fast Five, was he?
According to Wikipedia, he was.
Oh, right, okay.
One, her daughter's gone missing. Two, she said that she was suspicious of Hyaff. Hyaff. Guy with the mansion. Three, Hyaff said that Cyrene hired him to give her warlock magic lessons, and he gave a child's book to Dweezil. Four, she's got very dark coloured hair. And five, her husband...
Jumanji.
This is the worst What Culture video I've ever fucking seen.
And five, 2009 Kids' Choice Awards.
No, sorry, that didn't happen.
And five, I hoped that we were going to go and question her again.
I mean, if you're talking about Hyaff, then he is a shifty customer. Cyrene's got it. I've heard Cyrene's got it in for him. I don't really know her, but I've heard that she's got some. She doesn't like him, but he's an arrogant prick. But I don't ever get the impression he would kill.
Oh,
has anyone got another spell slot there?
I'm not just going to do Tasha's again. If I do it again, I'm going to
kill him.
Do him.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Power word kill. Power word grill. All right, I'll see you back with us in the room then.
It's a good thing my speak with animals works, doesn't it, prick?
This is getting right nasty. Right, right. Hello there. Right, hello there. Hello. Hello. Harriet walks into the room. Hello there. What's going on here then? You guys arguing with Gellerin? Gellerin, you leave him alone, will you? Anyway, I'm off again. Right. Listen, Alestra's upset about her son. That's all I care about. I'm friends with her. And I just wanted to come here and talk to you both, all of you. Not both, because there's five of you. But I wanted to talk to you about the giants. I've done that. I've served my purpose. And I'm going. And I did hope that I could be of some service to you. I don't know why I keep going West Country, but there you go. But unfortunately, you've fucked it by being friends with giants. So I'm off. Bye.
Kindly eat shit. And then that's my last words to him.
I wonder if Gelrin's a really important character, and that would be very interesting if that affects anything going forward.
Imagine
him coming in here with this rude attitude, calling me names before I said anything mean to him. I retaliated. I was not an. I did not instigate this.
Krill, what was so funny?
As I bent down, I saw the bulge in your trousers and absolutely pissed myself.
That's interesting, because as you were rolling around on the floor, we saw the raised heels on the bottom of your shoes.
Weird, that piss on the floor looks suspiciously like grease.
Okie dokie. Right, so Gelrin leaves. You've now met Gelrin.
Krill also leaves. He's sick of this shit.
Leave the circus altogether. Right. What do you want to do?
Thank you for joining us on our adventures. Please subscribe and leave a review on whichever platform you listen to podcasts through. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at Dice and Desire, where we share behind the scenes bits and bobs, and we'd love to interact with you there.
Welcome to Roleplay Retcon Studios, located at the nexus of all alternate universes, including the sexy vampire ones.
Ooh.
At Roleplay Retcon, we remake famously disappointing movies using comedy, hindsight, and tabletop RPGs.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, but specifically not Dungeons and Dragons. We take a second pass at guilty pleasures like Batman and Robin or Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and even some controversial favorites like Twilight.
But I love those movies.
We do too, and all of the movies we do have something to love. If they didn't, there would be nothing to reimagine. At the end of each series, we compare our vision to the original films, because why the f*** not?
I can't wait to listen to Roleplay Retcon on nerdsmith.org or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm gonna listen it before you do.